skipper Buck Showalter talks the great game with Norm Hitzkus. Fridays at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wow! Go. Yeah. The Sterminator will be at 7-Eleven in Frisco tomorrow. He'll be saying hello, Frisco. He'll be there from 4 until 6 in the afternoon. That's at Preston and Stonebrook Parkway.
Hello.
Up that way. You can register to win ticket t-shirts and Big Eat sandwich gift certificates. 7-Eleven's birthday is this Sunday, July 11th. And they will be celebrating with free Slurpees on that day. So, oh, thank heaven. 7-Eleven's 77, and the Sterminator is the best they could do to ring in year 77. So go see him tomorrow. 6:36 here on The Ticket.
Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Everybody likes. Community quick hits, community quick hits, community quick hits. Guitar.
Ah, yes. The plaintive tones of the Everly Brothers remind us all, like the Everly Brothers, that it is time for community quick hits. Mm-hmm. Can I start and get mine out of the way real quick?
Ooh, yes.
My community quick hit.
Let's go to community quick hits contributor Mike.
Okay. This comes to us via the miracle of email from a fellow named Ian. And I'm thinking Ian might be a brother. Although that is kind of an odd name for one. But Ian says, take Corby to Bunky's Soul Food Cafe down in Houston. It's over by the University of Houston. So, yes, in that neighborhood, that is the Third Ward. That is true soul food down there. By the way, my father told us that back in his time, we did not eat ribs, liver, skit steak, or oxtails.
Okay.
These foods were given to the less fortunate Mexicans. Or the less fortunate, like Mexicans and blacks, and was pretty cheap up until 20 years ago. Now they are expensive as any other high-end meat.
Oxtail is expensive? I've never even seen that before.
Now show your true cred and tell us what skit steak is.
It's fajita meat. That's what it is.
Actually, that would be skirt steak.
Oh, is that what it...
Are you kidding?
Maybe it says...
Grab a fajita.
Oh, yeah, it does say skirt steak. I know black people.
Yeah, boy, do you ever.
Ooh, you're down with the homies.
Hey, you want to go share some skit steak? Homie?
I really thought it was skit steak.
No, it's skirt steak. I misread it.
You want to go share a 30-ounce beer?
and some skit steak? Holmes? Call the boys. We're going to go chase some skits tonight.
All right.
Maybe we can watch your favorite movie, Thursday.
I know black people.
No, hold on. You said that guy was a brother, but he just said they gave it to the less fortunate people like Mexicans and blacks.
Well, maybe he was saying that back in the day.
Well, I don't know. He positions himself that way, but maybe he's not. His name's Ian, so maybe he's not. He doesn't delineate one way or the other.
Stop skidding the issue.
Did y'all hear the story? This poor guy, the Garland guy who was growing weed in his attic?
No.
So he was living in it looked like a normal house, just a Joe average house up in Garland.
Quota. You know what intersection, approximately?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Now, why are you...
I don't live in
there?
I don't live in Garland.
Okay. And so...
Broad Street. Well, then why would you ask?
It's in Denton.
Because I know that neighborhood, and I was just curious. Maybe it was an old stomping ground of mine.
Maybe an old supplier?
So maybe Danny used to deliver pizzas.
Maybe right. I did.
So this guy was growing it in his attic, and so he had a bunch of those grow lamps, and he was growing hydroponic weed.
Dope.
Which is like, and this is what the guy said on TV, he's like, this is very high quality, and it has a huge street value. So the way he got busted is...
Man,
okay.
That's some nasty weed.
The way he got busted is the electric company couldn't figure out why a house of his square footage was using so much electricity. And they called the cops, or the whoever.
The electric company did?
Yes.
You got it. Now, why would a children's show on PBS from the early 70s call the cops?
No, like TXU or something like that. I don't know who he was using. But they alerted someone who alerted someone, or somehow the electric company tipped whoever off that this guy was growing weed. And sure enough, they show up at the guy's house, they start snooping around, they go up in his attic, and there's a forest up there. Why do you think that's so out of the ordinary? I don't know. Has it happened? Have you heard that story before?
Well, stores have to tell the cops when somebody comes in and buys an armload of cough medicine because they're going to use the ephedrine to make methamphetamines.
Ah.
So you don't necessarily look for the drugs. You look for everything else that leads you up to the drugs. Mm-hmm. So if they, the electric company sees that, something's obviously going on there. I'm sure they dealt with that before. People want to grow their own.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they issue a warrant to search this guy's house just based on the
use
of electricity? Maybe
I don't know. I mean, maybe one thing led to it, and they cased the house out for a while and saw some activity going on, and then they went in. I don't know the entire story. I'm not a journalist, mind you. Yeah, they said he was growing a ton. And he was like, he admitted. He was like, I was growing pot up there. I really don't like the way I got busted, though.
Most people
don't. Yeah, but when people get busted, they generally don't like the way it comes down.
All right, let's see what you guys would have done in this situation. At 6 a.m., let's say you're up and you're driving around and need to pull into a gas station. By the way, this could have happened to any of us because it was on Walnut Hill right here in Dallas. And a guy sitting at the gas station.
Uh-oh.
Mike, fire the alarm off. The alarm.
The pre-alarm.
On me.
He's filling his gas up and he notices another car parked about 20 feet away, and he sees a woman in there waving at him and pounding on the car's horn. So would you guys have gone over then? Because he went over there. If you saw a woman frantic, beating on the window and honking on her horn.
Nope. 911. Get the cell phone, call 911.
Now, you guys are both on record, Mike and Greg, saying you would not help. You don't help people anymore. You are on record.
I pretty much don't.
I live in fear every day.
Mike, would you have gone over there?
Nope. But she was inside of her car?
Yes.
And just pounding on the windows?
Yes.
And honking the horn?
Yes. So this guy...
I would probably just pulled out my cell phone, dialed 911. When they asked me what was going on, I said, hey, there's some woman over here. She's got some kind of problem in her car. She's honking her horn and beating on it, and I don't want to go over there.
Okay, now, would you have gone... This guy did. He starts walking towards her car, and he hears her shouting, I'm having a baby. I need help.
Oh, dear. I would definitely call 911 then.
Would you not have gone over there and helped her?
Oh, God.
Well, I would have called 911 and then seen what kind of assistance you could have offered.
I'm not so sure how much help I would be, but...
What about you, Mike?
Mike would have started boiling water.
Would you have helped her?
If I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you knew she was pregnant and giving birth right there, would you have tried to help? And you knew it wasn't...
I'd do what I could. I'm not sure what kind of help I'd be. Yeah, I don't know how much help I'd be either.
Well, wouldn't you have looked for the head of the child by lifting up her skit?
What if she wasn't wearing a skit?
So here's what the guy did.
Genius.
He says, I got my cell phone, and I called 911. And I went over to the car, and she's like, help me. The head is already coming out. To which he says, I've never seen a puppy born, let alone a real baby, but 911 is on the phone, and they're trying to talk me through this. And she's saying the whole time, screaming, pull this baby out of me.
Oh gosh.
And I'm saying, okay.
Oh.
And he's just trying to say...
I'll tell you what that would do to me. It would probably spoil me on the area down there for life.
You think?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. You weren't in the delivery room when your daughter was born?
Yeah, but I didn't get a look at what was going on down at that end.
What were you doing?
Videoing.
Playing cards?
Videoing.
Videoing what?
Her facial reactions? You weren't videoing the birth?
Was it a C-section? Not from that end, I wasn't. No.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You were videoing the birth of your daughter, but you never actually saw the birth of your daughter?
Well, I didn't see it come out. I saw it when the doctor held her up.
That's what I saw.
Oh, really?
Not interested.
You weren't down there in that area?
I would have passed out.
Hey, when I was in high school and they showed that film...
I pass out when they take my blood when I go for a physical.
When I was in high school and they showed that film of the actual birth of a baby, I had to leave the room. What are you planning on doing when one of these baby-making retreats of yours to ostensibly go see widespread takes hold?
I'm going to be in the room.
Or maybe this Jones Beach baby-making retreat you've got planned.
Well, I'm going with my college buddies there.
So you're going to make a butt baby.
Oh, dear.
Have fun.
What is wrong with you?
Stupid. That's stupid. Just fight through it.
I'm going to be in the room.
Point in that.
Whenever my child is born.
That's why everybody hates you.
I say that. I say I'm going to be in the room. Right now I plan on it. If I do ever have a child, that is.
Snape.
Are you going to be videoing?
I don't know.
Don't cheapen it with video.
Do people video that? Because you know what? If my parents
what
had a
video...
What are
you going to do? Whip it out when your friends come over?
Right.
Hey, check this out.
If my parents had a Super 8 of me back in 1969, I don't want to watch it.
No. Your kid's not going to want to watch that.
No.
It's not like you're going to sit around and eat popcorn and pop that in.
Yeah.
Why? Why not?
Have you ever watched that, Mike?
Sure.
With Jordan?
Many times.
With Jordan?
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't get down there where all the mush is happening.
No, I didn't.
Daddy, that's gross.
Daddy.
That's totally gross. Well, finally, the ambulance shows up to this guy at the gas station. This is his quote. He says, "She was trying to push, and I kept saying, 'Don't push.' But as the paramedics were coming around the corner, she pushed." This guy is saying this.
Don't push yet. Let me put the CD in. Hold on.
As the paramedics were coming around the car, she pushed and the baby came shooting out, and I caught the baby like a football.
Push, push.
And the paramedic said, "Good catch, man."
Push, push.
Oh.
Is that blood?
A lot of it.
Jeez.
And what time was this? 6 in the morning?
6 a.m.
What the hell was she doing delivering a baby in a gas station?
I feel sorry for that poor lady that she's pregnant and got to be out at 6 o'clock in the morning doing whatever.
I mean, I've never understood that, these wacky places for childbirth. Because when you go in the or start getting contractions, the first thing you do is go to the hospital.
And
she's right over there by, what, Walnut Hill and 35?
And sometimes, doesn't the water break and bang, here comes the kid?
I don't know.
Warning.
I've never heard of that before, but maybe so.
Bam! It's the audio of the child being shot out.
What is it?
Bam! Boom! And
so the baby's happy and healthy?
Baby's
and
fine.
Good?
The baby's fine.
Mom's good?
Mom's good. Baby was taken to Parkland. Mom was taken to Parkland. All is well.
What a story they're going to be able to tell that kid years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were born in a mobile.
You shot out like a football.
A couple of emails concerning the old lady at the grocery store.
Uh-oh.
This from Nash. "You can bet this old bag was a member of the Widow's Club and was probably driving a brand new Cadillac. Her husband probably smiled all the way to his grave just to get rid of her."
That's insensitive.
"And as much as I hate to agree with the snake, he's dead on about this."
Of course, these are all going to be positioned pro-snake.
Of course.
These are the only two I got. These are the only two I got.
Don't believe it.
"Take it from someone who worked in a grocery store for far too long when I was younger. People lose their minds when they walk in the door. Not to single out the elderly, but they seem particularly strongly affected. One elderly woman in particular used to come through my line with her calculator. If the total was off by any amount, even a cent, she would call the manager over to the line to go through the entire order line by line, amount by amount. She would then argue about the sales tax and chastise me for not having smaller potatoes available for sale.
Well, once again, I mean, it's somebody on a fixed income.
Right. I don't think so, Grego.
Yeah, I think you got it all wrong.
I think people just, they're not wired correctly.
Well, they're wired fine.
So you think they've done that all their life?
You've just got a problem with old people.
No, I
don't. That's all it is.
You're insensitive toward them.
That's all it is, Snake.
I just can't imagine acting that way.
All right, that's Community Quick Hints.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute dural right now. Doing
what?
Two-minute dural. Doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on the ticket.